Our first set of news stories for part two begins with two about CCTV and Big Brother warnings. South Norfolk Council has launched a covert surveillance operation to catch fly-tippers red-handed after illegal dumping was branded a significant threat to rural communities. The council has deployed hidden cameras at known hotspots in the district, following approval of powers under the Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act. This legislation, which was originally designed to tackle terrorism and organised crime, will allow the council to spy on known fly-tipping locations across the district. While cabinet documents state that there was a very low number of incidents in the last financial quarter, the council has battled extensive fly-tipping in recent years. Between 2024 and 2025, 729 fly-tips were reported to the authority. While some offenders have been prosecuted, including three people arrested just last month after 1,200 tonnes of rubbish was found dumped on land in Stockton, numerous other incidents have remained unsolved. Among them is a massive mound of waste dumped between the Norwich South Recycling Centre and the Brooks Green Traveller site last summer. Local people and parish councils have also been urged to report suspected dumping sites to help direct enforcement teams.
Police are introducing live facial recognition technology in Norwich City Centre. The tool enables police to compare faces captured on 5-camera feed to people on its predetermined watch list. Officers say this will help them find people who pose a risk to the public, who are wanted by the police or the courts, or who have court orders. But civil liberty campaigners have called for the police to abandon this plan. The technology relies on biometric data, which is taken by mapping out faces within the recognition zone and taking measurements of facial features, which are then compared against the police watch list. If there is a match, the system alerts the police, who will then review the alert, carry out further checks to determine if the person is a suspect, and take appropriate action.
A song which harks back to Norwich City's 1972 promotion to the old First Division of English football has been resurrected to boost club morale as the current season draws to a close. With Norwich City still with an outside chance of securing a place in the playoffs this season, the team has been marching out to the Canaries for the last two home games, with officials saying that it may stay for longer if fans like it. The song was released in 1972 to celebrate the club's second division championship victory and promotion to the top flight of English football for the first time. It was sung by members of the squad and backed by the Chick Applin Band, a well-known local act. It was written by Don Shepherd and Johnny Cleveland, both Norwich City fans and members of the band. The original 7-inch single featured the vocal talents of City greats including Duncan Forbes, Kevin Keelan and Dave Stringer, and it was recorded at the Norwood Rooms on Aylsham Road, where Applin, who died in 1980, was the musical director. And here it is.
Thank you.
Actress Norfolk has landed the top prize at the Oscars award. Jessie Buckley, who lives in Norfolk and is originally from Ireland, took home the gong for the Best Leading Actress. She won the award for her part as the wife of playwright William Shakespeare in the film Hamnet. Mrs. Buckley moved to Norfolk in 2020, where she lives with her husband Freddie. The pair had originally intended to move to Suffolk, but opted for Norfolk after falling in love with what they describe as an amazing old house. She fended off stiff competition from other household names such as Emma Stone and Kate Hudson.
A generous mystery donor has handed over £100,000 so that a troubled community centre in Norfolk Village can finally be completed after years of problems. The remarkable benevolence of the anonymous benefactor will bring an end to a protracted saga over the construction of Eastern Community Centre. The cost of the centre in Marlingford Road spiralled from £1.5 million to more than £3 million and left Eastern Parish Council struggling to cope with payments on a loan that it had taken out to partially pay for the scheme. But the generous donation, which follows efforts to get the council's finances on a more even keel, means work to finish the centre can now begin. The centre is designed to include offices, a bar and kitchen, changing facilities, and a main hall suitable for activities including badminton, yoga, gymnastics, martial arts, concerts, discos, meetings and cinema screenings. Construction started in 2023, but ground to a halt a few months later when the main contractor went into administration. The costs, due to be covered through various loans, grants from South Norfolk Council and community infrastructure levy money, that's a charge on housing developers building in the area, such as Persimmon, swelled, and the parish council was left struggling to make the payments on the loans it had taken out, further hampering progress on the project.
Holcombe Beach has been named in the top 10 most beautiful places in the UK. Its vast golden sands, peaceful pine forest, and unspoiled coastal scenery saw Holcombe National Nature Reserve take 8th place in the latest Big Seven Travel UK-wide rankings. With Sandringham Estate just half an hour's drive from Holcombe Beach, it has become a popular spot with the royal family. King Charles was pictured building sandcastles on the beach as a young child, and in recent years, the Prince and Princess of Wales have shared pictures of their children playing in the dunes.